So let's review. The Gemara continues to challenge Rabbi Acha's opinion that each Musar required its own set of tekiyos. Rabbi Bar Shmuel taught in the Braisa that the Pasuk Uberashi Chachechem compares all the beginnings of the months to each other. The number of tekiyos is the same for every Rosh Chodesh, even when it coincides with Shabbos, which has its own Musaf. The Gemara concludes, Tiyufta de Rabbi Acha Tiyufta, this is a definitive refutation of Rabbi Acha. Another way to understand this Pasuk, since the word Chachechem is written Chaser, without the letter Yud, it could be translated as your month, singular. On the other hand, Uberashe and on the beginnings is plural. This refers to Rosh Hashanah, which gives the month of Tishri two beginnings, the beginning of the year and the beginning of the month. The Torah refers to it as Chodshechem, your month, because regarding Tekiyos, it is considered only one beginning. Only one set of Tekiyos is required for both Musafim. Rebbe quotes another Braisa to refute Rebbe Acha. The Braisa lists the songs recited by Levim on each day of Sukkot during the Musaf, and then says, V'mchal Shabbos be'echad mehem yimoytu yitcha. If Shabbos falls on one of the days of Chol HaMoed, the last psalm from day 6 is pushed off, and the song for Shabbos is said instead. This definitely refutes Rebbe Acha, because if only one song is recited, there is only one set of tekiyos as well. However, the Gemara asks, Rebbe Acha had a pasuk and a braisa to support his view. Ravina explains that the braisa means shemarichin b'tekiyos, they extend the tekiyos, not add more of them, until the pouring of the wine was completed for both Musafim. The Rabban de Kesari, the rabbis of Caesarea, said in the name of Rebbe Acha, Shemar b'tekin, we increase the number of trumpet players when there is more than one Musaf. The Gemara now gives two opinions regarding what verses are recited during the Musaf davening outside of Eretz Yisrael. Abaye said, Sheni Yedocha, the verses for the second day are skipped, since it's actually Yom Tov for people outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi said, Shvi Yedocha, the verses for the seventh day, which is the last day, are skipped. The Gemara has another solution to this question. Askin Amemer ben Arda d'medalgi d'luge. In Arda, Amemer decreed that they should skip backward. Rashi explains that each day they would skip backward and recite the verses from the day before, as well as the verses for that day. On the first day of Chol HaMoed, the third day Yom Tov, we say b'yom hasheni u'b'yom hashlishi, because it might be the second day Yom Tov, and so on. Before proceeding with the Mishnah, let's review. The Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, 24 watches to perform the Avodah. Each Mishmar would serve 1 week on a rotating basis. After 24 weeks, the cycle would be repeated. However, on the festivals, although the daily Avodah was still done by the current week's Mishmar, the Avodah of the Karban Musaf were shared by all Mishmaris. Therefore, Zok the Mishnah. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Hayisham Yidgamol Parim, Elim, Shneim, Vishtzoyer, Echad. On the first day of Yom Tov, 13 bulls, 2 rams, and 1 goat were brought, each by one of the 60 Mishmaris. Neshtar Rusham, Yudal Tchvasim, Lishmoin the Mishmaris. 14 sheep remained to be divided among the other 8 Mishmaris as follows. Bim Rishon Shisha Makrivin Shnaim Shnaim, Vashar Echad Echad. On the first day, 6 of the 8 brought 2 animals each, and 2 brought 1 each. Vashaini, Chamisha Makrivin Shnaim Shnaim, Vashar Echad Echad. Since every day the number of parim was diminished by 1, on the second day, only 15 Mishmaris had done the Avodah to this point. Therefore, the 14 sheep were divided among the remaining 9 Mishmaris as follows. 5 brought 2 animals each, and 4 brought 1 each. This pattern continued as follows. Beshlishi dald makriv mishnayim shnayim b'ashar echad echad. On the third day, 4 brought 2 each, and 6 brought 1 each. Berevi shleisha makriv mishnayim shnayim b'ashar echad echad. On the fourth day, 3 brought 2 each, and 8 brought 1 each. On the fifth day, 2 brought 2 each, and 10 brought 1 each. On the sixth day, 1 mishmar brought 2 lambs, and 12 mishmaris brought 1 each. On the seventh day, we were down to Shiva Parm Elim Shnaim Basar Echad for 10 mishmaris, and all 14 remaining mishmaris were equal in that they each brought 1 lamb. Bishmini Chazul Lafayis Kivergal. On the eighth day, they went back to casting lots, just like on other festivals. Amru Mishik or Parm Hayayim, La Yaakov Lamacher, Elochezen Chalila. They said, whoever brought bulls today should not bring them tomorrow. Instead, they took turns on a rotating basis. The Gemara cites a braisa where Rebbe says, Par haba b'shmini b'tchila mafis nalav. All mishmars were included in the lots for the bull of Shmini Atzeres, as if it were the beginning of all the karbanos. The Chum say, Achas mishtei mishmarish, the Leishal shall be Parm Isa Isa. It is brought by one of the 2 Mishmaris that did not have a third turn to bring in Parm Sukkos. The Gemara explains that when the Mishnah says Bishmini Chazur Lafayis, according to Rabbi, all Mishmaris were included in this pious. According to Chachamim, only these two Mishmaris were included in this pious. The Gemara cites another Braisa. Kol Mishmaris Shainis U'Mishalshas Chutz Mishnei Mishmaris Shashainis V'Ein Mishalshas. All the Mishmaris get a second and a third turn to bring a par, except for two that get a second but not a third turn. Since the total of Shivim Parim were brought over the 7 days of Sukkot, and all Mishmaris took turns on a rotating basis, it worked out as follows. 70 equals 22 plus 24 plus 24. There were two remaining Mishmaris who did not have a third turn. Now, what about the Par Haba Bishmini? According to Rabbi, the Braisa can be understood simply that these two Mishmaris might not get to bring this Par because all Mishmaris were in the pious. But according to the Chachamim, at least one of them would bring it, which would be their third par of this Yom Tov. However, the Braisa means to say that they will not bring a third par during the 7 days of Sukkot. Zok the Mishnah. B'shleisha prakim b'shana hayu kol mishmaris shavus be'emur hergal. 3 times a year during the 3 festivals, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, all 24 mishmaris were equal in the sharing of the gifts of the kabbanas of the festivals. Rashi explains. These include chazav v'shoik shalshama chagiga, shakal yachid b'yachid, v'ayri shal oylis re'iya, u'masafi tzibur v'siri chatois. The breast and leg of the many individual shlama sacrifices, the hides of the many individual eilis, and the meat of the mesafim. This is derived from the pasuk, "Uva b'chol aves nafshe v'sheres," and he comes with all the desires of his soul, and he shall serve. This pasuk actually teaches 2 halachas. A kohen who brings his own personal karbanos has the privilege of sacrificing them, even though it's not the week of his mishmar. On shalosh regalim, all the kahanim who come to Yerushalayim have equal privileges to participate in the avodah of the karbanos of Yom Tov, even though it's not the week of their mishmar. The second halach is limited to shalosh regalim because the pasuk says me'achad sharecha loymarti el b'shash kol Yisrael nechnasim b'sharechad. This applies only when all of Israel is entering through one gate. In other words, when everybody is coming to Yerushalayim. In both cases, he gets the portions from these karbanos, as the pasuk says la'koyin ha'marke v'yisaloi tia. The Mishnah continues, "Ubechiluk lechem apanim." They are also equal in the division of the lechem apanim, the bread from the table in the Beis Hamikdash. This is derived from the pasuk, "Chelik kechelik yechelu, kechelik avayda kechelik achila." Just like they share in the service, they get a share in the eating. Ba'atzeres oimeloi helech matzah helech chametz. And Shavuos, the kohen who gave out the shares would say to each kohen, "Here is matzah for you from the lechem apanim. Here is chametz for you from the shtei lechem." Each kohen gets from each carbon. You cannot trade off one with the other. The Mishnah concludes, however, Mishmar Shazmana Kavua, Hu Makrev Tamidin, Nidarma Nidavis, Ushar Karbanas, Sibur Umakrevis Akel. The Mishmar, whose time was fixed to serve on the week of Yom Tov, brings the daily Tamid, the obligatory and voluntary Karbanas from vows, and the remaining Karbanas for the community and all other Karbanas. The portions of these Karbanas are also not shared with the other Kahana because the Pasuk says, Levad Mimkarv Ala Avos. Each mishmar receives the portions of its week.